What do you want to talk about? Let us know on our blog at bbcnews.com/worldhaveyoursay.
Well, in an era where many voters think their political leaders are out of touch, one candidate for the U.S. Senate, Pete Ashdown, is taking the listening tour to the 21st century. He's using a wiki. Now, that's a type of website that anyone can go online and edit to allow his supporters to discuss the issues and help shape his policies. Not that different, if you like, from World Have Your Say. Issues from abortion to water and everything in between. So is this a new era for democracy, or will those without computers feel shut out? Well, that candidate for the U.S. Senate joins us on the line now. Pete Ashdown is there. Thank you very much for coming on to the program.
It's my honor today. Thank you.
Now, Pete, your race for the Senate against Orrin Hatch, who's been the senator from Utah, your home state, for forever, is being described as a political mismatch of biblical proportions.
You're probably right about that. It is a huge hill to climb.
Is this idea of a wiki where your constituents can help you form policy, is it just a way to get attention from people like us and from voters?
Well, my background is in technology. I started the first internet service provider in the state of Utah, and I had used the wiki to great success in my own business. And when I first started using the wiki in my campaign, it was more of an organizational effort and a way for people to come together on it. But then as people started using it, I started to really see how dramatic this idea was, because it was blind to party or race or background or affiliation. It was just enabled people to come together and work on these problems as a whole.
Okay, well, Pete, I've been looking at your wiki page, and also with us are Jennifer Napier-Peace, who's a podcaster and journalist at InsideUtah.com. Jennifer, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for the invitation.
And Steve Peterson, who's from Dameron Valley, Utah. Steve, you are the one who originally emailed us with this idea.
Correct.
What do you think of wiki politics?
Well, I think it has a lot of potential. It's a way of, like, in the United States, and I'm sure throughout most of the world, just the people are shut out of the legislative process. That you have corporations, campaign donors, you have special interest groups that dominate that, and this allows people to be part of it, albeit it's not perfect, but it has potential.
Well, you're all free to speak to each other. Pete, I just wonder if you've been, Steve, I just wonder if you've been on Pete Ashdown's site and whether you've thought about contributing your views.
I have contributed my views on several occasions on the wiki, and it's been very interesting talking with, you know, with Pete and then with other people as well who've commented on what I have added and suggested.
Jennifer, is this going to make any difference, do you think?
You know, it's very hard to say. I think, you know, everybody likes the idea that this is really grassroots, participatory democracy. And yet, when you look at Pete's wiki site, it is very interactive. But if you go to the entries where you would expect to be, like Iraq, where you would expect a ton of people to be contributing to policymaking, I counted 9 contributors. For energy policy, 8 contributors. Again, these are people going back and forth, but it's just not a huge groundwell of support at this point. It doesn't seem to be reflecting in the poll numbers either. In early April, a Deseret Morning News KSL-TV poll shows that Pete Ashdown has about 16% of voter support at this point. Orrin Hatch, the incumbent, has 57%. In terms of fundraising, he's way beyond where Orrin Hatch is at this point. On the plus side, Utah has a high percentage of young people voting in the 2004 elections from 18 to 24-year-olds. About 51% of Utah voters actually went in that bracket, which is higher than the national average. And, you know, Pete is very conversant in geek speak. He chatters.
Well, Jennifer, he's there. Speak to him directly.
Yeah, Pete, I mean, how are you going to make the dots connect? You're not giving up on traditional campaign techniques. You're driving in a motorhome across the state, still glad-handing folks. How are you going to make these young people who you talk to on your MySpace page come out to the polls in November?
Well, I think it's a multi-layered approach. It's not just the wiki, it's not just technology, and it's not just traditional campaign methods that have failed so many Democrats in the past here. It's using all of these methods to get the word out and get people involved in the process. The biggest problem I see in the younger demographic is the apathy. I don't make a difference. Why should I bother? It's not going to make any difference anyway in the end. And showing them that there is a way they can make a difference, a way that they can participate, I have seen them energized by these ideas. And I feel like they relate to me better, and I relate better to them because I'm using these ideas. But I can't emphasize enough, this is not just about technology. This is about being connected and being out doing the town hall meetings and talking to individuals who don't have computers and are not interested in getting one. Is also very important, and I believe that these are ways to accentuate traditional methods and accentuate traditional democratic methods that will be used in the future.
And let me also introduce all of you to Ethan Millard, who joins us from Salt Lake City. Ethan, you're a blogger.
Yes, I am.
What do you make of Pete's Wiki campaign?
Well, I'm extremely excited about it, and Jennifer brings up a lot of great points. I think it's critical, though, that we remember that Pete is still educating people on this. For so long, we've had our policy handed down to us from the top down. The United States is an extremely large country, and each region and each area kind of has its own flavor. And Pete's really giving us the opportunity, as opposed to the past of our trip in Utah, where we kind of get handed down policy. He's giving us the chance to flavor national policy with our own ideas, our own concerns, and our own values. And it's really visionary in the way that he's approaching it. And it's going to take some time to educate people on how this works.
Anu, I agree with Ethan.
I think the one thing that's also important about my campaign that I've demonstrated is the transparency involved, not just the wiki, but putting my calendar up on the website and showing people who I'm meeting with and what I'm doing. Is something that we don't get from Washington. Washington kind of keeps us in the dark as far as who they are meeting with and how they are making their decisions. I think a blog is also important as long as the official themselves writes the entries instead of some staffer, so we can see their thought process and what they think is important. Transparency is the second tier of my campaign, along with democracy through communication and technology.
And this is Jennifer, and I have to say that if Wiki politics is going to work anywhere, it's going to be in Utah. Utah ranks first with households with computers in them, fifth in the nation with households with Internet access. If anyone is going to be receptive to this kind of interactive, high-tech political ploy, it's going to be Utahns. And I think that, Pete is really making a push for that and showing that, there is a crowd of people out there who want to embrace this technology in helping to govern themselves.
Steve, I heard you trying to come in there.
Mm-hmm. And the big thing is this is going to take time. As Ethan was saying, when Howard Dean did his internet stuff, it was really big, but you don't see many politicians doing what he has done yet. It's still taking time to take effect. And Pete's really a forerunner on using wikis and trying to collaborate with other people. But as Jennifer said, Utah, if it's going to work, it's going to be in Utah. We have a young population. We have a much higher, our level of education is higher than, most of the rest of the country.
Well, Steve, I really want to thank you, especially for writing into World Have Your Say, because you can set the agenda on this program, and you've done that. So thank you very much indeed.
And we just had a new comment on our blog for everyone to listen into from Jason. He says, I pray that Wikipolitics will bring an end to uninformed party line voting that has done nothing but maintain the status quo.
Pete Ashdown, thank you very much indeed for speaking to us, and best of luck. And thanks also to Ethan Millard and to Jennifer Napier-Pierce. Now remember, the radio part of World Have Your Say might be over, but you can always go online at bbcnews.com/worldhaveyoursay and carry on the global conversation. Thanks very much for listening.